I did say piss in my mouth a whole bunch.
Say it like 4 times.
It's like piss in my mouth. I need to shave my mustache off.
Oh, God, no!
Keep the beard.
Fuck!
Shave the mustache to prepare myself for my big job meeting.
They call them jeetings.
Jeetings? Like Derek Jeter?
He's a job meter.
Yeah, I'm gonna...
The jeets.
I'm gonna show Derek my jeeter. He's tugging on my jeeter.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mumble number 5.
We can boot off a jump drive into Linux, and it will use a different boot system, Grub, which means that it will not identify your drive as a boot drive, and then we will claim all of the goodies off of it. True story.
I'm in.
I called it Grub.
Mm-hmm.
It's just weird.
And that's what Timon and Pumbaa call food.
They call it Hakuna Matata.
No, that just means no worries.
Do you remember when people were singing Hakuna Matata?
At a public place where people play games?
See, it's right.
Yeah, unfortunately, I was a witness to that. That was pretty fucking garbage.
Speaking of which, legendary.
Mm-hmm.
If you could have two characters... in Legendary. Could be villains.
Mm-hmm.
Could be heroes. Because actually, they could be villains because Legendary has the villains mode where you can actually play as the villains and fight the heroes.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you put in?
Like, who that isn't in it already?
Yeah. And you could choose a mastermind. Like, maybe okay. You want them to be a villain you fight. Mm-hmm. And then I'll tell you my answer. You want me to go first? Because
yeah,
I jumped it on you and I already had an idea.
Yeah, go for it. Go.
Same hero. Same mastermind. MODOK.
Really?
Yeah. I just love MODOK. But I would choose the different versions of MODOK.
Mm-hmm.
Like the other universe MODOK where he's Donald Trump. Have you seen that?
No.
Yeah, he looks just like Donald Trump.
You should look because he's got his hair.
Yeah,
I've seen that.
It's okay. MODOK Donald Trump. It's super good.
That's not bad.
No, I would do... that's a joke. I would like to see some more of the, like the Shuma-Gorath kind of stuff. Like, interplanetary.
Gotcha. I think if I had to pick two...
Uh-huh. Well...
My default is to go with my fave, Nova.
Uh-huh.
Nova.
Yeah.
But in reality, I think it would be awesome to have Superior Spider-Man, Doc Ock in Spider-Man's body. I think that'd be dope. You'd have a lot of unique... ways to play Spider-Man.
There's just so many Spider-Mans already.
I'm sure that there are.
You can play like 5 Spider-Mans.
Throw another on the fucking pile, man.
Jeez. There's it's like Wolverine in the game. There's like mm-hmm. 2 or 3 Wolverines, but Spider-Man is like... And then you have all the Spider-Homies,
mm-hmm.
so you could be like the whole clan.
Yeah, Spider-Gwen.
She's not in it.
That's my number 2. No, that's not real. No, I think Superior Spider-Man is... would probably be like that's the one that I go to when I think of a good unique way to play, and even better than Superior Spider-Man would be villain Superior Spider-Man, playing Spider-Man as a villain against everyone else and having it make sense. So I think Superior Spider-Man would be really good. I don't know what my other one would be. I'd love to see Nova, but
what about a mastermind? Who do you want to fight?
Superior Spider-Man. Annihilus is pretty rad. It'd be fucking awesome to have Watu. Watu the Watcher.
Uh-huh.
Have him as a mastermind.
Yeah.
Like, just super omniscient, omnipotent, controls everything, and like, you can barely even touch him. It'd be really cool if you didn't fight Watu as the mastermind,
mm-hmm.
and instead you had to fight Watchers that were in the deck, and like once you defeated 20 of them,
then you could. So it was like a war of attrition, like
mm-hmm.
like maybe they don't. No, that wouldn't work. maybe when if you don't defeat them and they flee, they get shuffled back in.
Mm-hmm, right.
So it's like you're always going to be dealing with them, and mm-hmm. then you have a smaller villain deck or something.
Yeah,
I would say that that's a mechanic that I think the game could really take is something where it is like an endurance match, just mm-hmm. outlive it,
right?
Because they don't really have anything like that.
Yeah, and I think you could do that with a lot of the interplanetary characters, the cosmic, more universe characters, but you could also do it with Ultron.
Yeah.
And I think Ultron, is there an Ultron already?
I'm sure there is.
I would be surprised if there wasn't, but Ultron would be the one I would have the most fun making, because Ultron's one of my favorite villains.
What if they had, like, what if he was, like, at the very beginning, it's something ridiculous, he has, like, 40 health, like, you have to hit 40, but, like, every time you kill and get, an Ultron in your trophies... Like, you personally can do more damage to Ultron, so you like make it a frenzy to fight the bots.
See, I would make it the opposite.
You would?
I would do Ultron's.
He's weak.
I would do Mark 1 Ultron, uh-huh. Mark 4 Ultron, Mark 6 Ultron, Mark 9 Ultron, and just go up against, like, you defeat Ultron, and then he comes back bigger and better. And he's the new version of Ultron, and he has better powers. So you're still you, but you're also in the card game. You're gaining knowledge against how to defeat Ultron. So every time you defeat the old ones, you get some type of bonus, but you're still, you know, underpowered against it. But then his deck is all Ultron.
I would just like to see some kind of rush or a lot of kills, like kills being. Because, I mean, you have the trophy system, which I guess sort of accomplishes this task, but I want it to be overwhelming, like mm-hmm. a ton of low trophy, high volume mobs
mm-hmm.
that you have to deal with. I don't know how they... I mean, there's lots of villains that it would work well with. So yeah. Maybe you pick somebody like really dumb and he's got like all of his minions like Mole Man or something.
Right. That wouldn't be bad.
Like, so you would take a villain who wouldn't theoretically be very difficult
mm-hmm.
and
shove minions.
That's right.
At mm-hmm. him. Yeah, and that's kind of where I'd want Ultron to go, is that you have just the Ultron bots, but you would have like single Ultron bots,
uh-huh.
but then you could have three bots on a card, and then you could have five bots on a card, to where there is a power scale within the deck. So there is that randomization of you're not going to be able to defeat five Ultron bots at a time, you know, on turn six, but you can always defeat the little ones.
Here's an interesting idea. Maybe this would work. Super Skrull.
Mm-hmm.
And when you attack him, you flip like the top card of the hero deck and take the currency or damage value and add it to his, like he took that ability, like he has that ability. Mm-hmm. That would be kind of neat.
That'd be cool to do for Apocalypse.
Yeah. Oh, that would work for...
Apocalypse. Yeah. Like, every turn, every time a Master Scheme happens, Apocalypse gains a hero card.
Yeah, like some kind of... Or, yeah, or maybe they do something like they did with Thanos, where he's soul-sucking the cards, but do something with him to where he can use the cards.
Right.
You know, so there's just... That would just be a neat way to subvert the deck, mm-hmm. you know, and think about it. Because... You would probably, I mean, the game has so much meta to it that you could choose your mastermind and then maybe even choose the heroes that would go against him, hoping that you may, like, you wouldn't want to choose this hero that has, like, stupid good abilities that would really hurt everybody.
Right.
I don't know. That would be neat. We played Legendary, and I've kind of got the bug again.
I was thinking about it when I was in the bathroom just now.
Were you?
Yeah.
See, I want to play, and I have a ton of Legendary. I've got the base game and most of the expansions, not all of them. And then I have Villains. But I also have a completely sealed Secret Wars. Haven't even touched it. It's all Secret Wars themed. But then the Predator and the Aliens versions.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know if you've played those.
I haven't played them. I've seen them. I haven't played Legendary.
It's a disaster.
Like, it's just bad?
I haven't won once. It's fully cooperative.
Mm-hmm.
So like a facehugger... They're the best. So when it plays just like normal Legendary, but when a facehugger card comes out, you have it jumps in front of whoever draws it. Okay, it doesn't go in like the track, and then they have like two turns or one turn to kill it. And if they don't, then a chestburster card gets shuffled into their deck. And the minute you draw the chestburster card, you die. Instantly. And no you're way. Removed from the game.
That is awesome.
Dude, so that is so cool. The second the card goes in your deck, you're losing your mind. Mm-hmm. You're like, are you kidding me? The countdown starts. And there's all kinds of like fluky-ass cards you can get like that will like discard the next card you're going to draw and stuff like that. But it's a long shot, right? I mean...
Yeah. I'd play that.
Yeah, I think you'd like it, but it's impossible. Right. It's so hard.
That's my problem with Legendary is we technically tied with the...
Yeah, and I was thinking about that. I
want to beat it.
We skipped... We screwed up the... We switched Master Strikes... And the scheme twists, and I think we ended up discarding more cards out of our deck permanently than we would have, because there's 8 scheme twists and 6 master strikes. So I wondered if we would have been in better shape and possibly won had we not been discarding cards when we were. So,
yeah, probably.
Just a thought. There's
probably a reason it was designed the way it was.
Well, to yeah, negate
that exact.
Well, and because we had some really bad clumps that slowed us down of scheme twists that we treated as if they were master strikes.
Right.
So.
I'm trying to look here and see if I can find just a list of the Marvel Legendary expansions.
I'd love to see what I don't even have.
Right. It's just not easy to find, apparently.
I think I played just so villains like once. I don't know why it just didn't do it for me, but I'd like to give it more of a try. I don't know. It seems so much more realistic for the heroes to team up. Like, mm-hmm. The villains teamed up and it seems kind of weird. Like, you're fighting Captain America, and you're like Magneto and Ultron and Doctor Doom, and you're like, they're just going to fucking roll over him. There's no chance.
Right.
Oh, man, what about the like cosmic Doctor Doom?
Doctor Doom when he held an entire universe together on a single planet.
Yep.
Stupid Doom.
We should make it topical and you can fight Ego. And it's just a planet.
See, and like Ego would be a great card to have.
Yeah.
Just like with the everyone lands on Ego and you're fighting Ego. Good luck.
Yeah.
And you try to defeat the fact that he's like 100% like 100% control of his own planet, so you're just fighting, you know, different waves of people he creates.
Let me pose this to you. With Ego, what if you had something to where each location had its own buffs to the whoever was there, like because he has control over the planet, right? He's on,
yeah,
so maybe he's assisting them almost or something,
right? There's a lot of neat, flavorful stuff you can do that I think the game kind of misses out on being as universal to play as possible. Like, it didn't make any sense that we were fighting Thanos and Thanos was trying to sneak in and steal...
Oh, that was great. The Daily Bugle?
Steal secrets from the Daily Bugle.
Yeah, he was going to occupy the Daily Bugle.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was reasonable.
Right.
You also can mix and match, like you can play aliens with the heroes and like their cards and stuff out of the other legendary.
Makes sense. Batman's fought aliens like 10 times.
Sure, so it makes sense, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, like Rocket is up there on the Nostromo, like running around with Ripley.
Yeah.
So that would be good. Well, what was awesome was, is it Bill Paxton? Is Bill Paxton in Predator also? Somebody is an alien, the Alien series, and in Predator, and we were talking about trying to form a team of like the same actor,
right?
Across it can't be Bill Paxton.
It may
be. It's Bill Paxton in Predator.
I'm trying to think on it. It may be now I'm looking and
yeah, we're Googling both. Let's just both mash Google.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure.
He is. He's in Predator 2.
Oh, Predator 2.
But I don't think he was playable.
Playable in the movie?
No, I don't mean in the movie. I mean in the card game. Because the card game does Predator 1 and 2, and then Aliens does everything through Oh God, what's the fourth
Resurrection.
One?
Resurrection.
Yeah, it does Resurrection.
Disgusting.
Resurrection.
How many clone Ripleys do you have?
You could have a team of like all Ripleys.
Jesus Christ.
But I wouldn't know because I want to beat the movies chronologically in Alien, and it's just so fucking impossible.
So can you play as the Predators against Alien?
Yeah, well, yes, you could. So the game does allow for like a traitor mechanic with the androids and Alien, and then also when you die, you can play. There's an alternative rule set which has its own deck of cards that when the chestburster comes out of you, you become the alien, and then it's sort of like Dead of Winter when you get exiled.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have this other objective of just clearing everybody out, which I can tell you right now would be very easy. There's really no reason for the opposition to have any benefit because the game is impossible.
Interesting.
So we should definitely play that more.
I'm down to play again any day. So
now I'm just sad about Bill Paxton.
This has been Legendary Cast with your not-so-legendary cast.
That's pretty good. I just thought we'd start with a really long cold open because we had no name for this and we had no introduction.
Right.
So we would just go right into it. Like a Tarantino monologue.
Right. And this is the part where we introduce the real podcast.
Welcome to the real podcast.
My Little Pony Central.
Starring the real Sean Murphy.
And the not-so-real Tyler Malter. That's perfect.
We're it's here today to talk about absolutely nothing. As Tyler stares off as if he's going to find something.
No, it was going to be the silence.
Oh.
I was going to just... dead silent for like four solid seconds.
I ruined it.
Here where we talk about absolutely nothing.
We'll just cut this.
Crickets.
Fix it in post.
Crickets. Crickets. It would have been perfect.
It's so good.
Yeah, so who's your favorite Disney villain?
Fuck, pass. Couldn't come up with one.
That's not one.
Fuck pass.
Yeah, I didn't have an answer. I just kind of asked.
You didn't have one?
No.
You got to come up with it.
With the question?
The question.
Yeah, but it came in and immediately went out.
God, yeah, I have no idea.
Should we go, let's go through a list of every Disney movie in alphabetical order.
No, my favorite Disney villain is the bear in Pocahontas. So let's talk about the bear in Pocahontas real quick. Because it is one of the greatest scenes in animation. So, this is during Colors of the Wind.
Okay.
So, John Smith and Pocahontas Smith are just gallivanting through the forest, and she's like, check out all of the nature and everything. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
John Smith is like, at this point, he's like not really into nature, and he seems incredibly preoccupied. Like, he's out with Pocahontas, who he showed interest in. The minute she's down for it, he's completely disengaged.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just like fucking wandering around, lost. Like it's the first time he's been outside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He's got his gun. He's got his goofy looking little like blade hat.
Right.
So this bear comes out of nowhere. And she's like creatures around and the bear comes. And the bear is like walking along and he's like, oh, hey, Pocahontas. John Smith pulls a gun on the bear. Pulls out this musket and points at the bear. The bear's face is the most offended thing ever. It's like, what the fuck, dude? And it's, oh my God, it's so good.
I'm here for your half-girlfriend's music, and you're just capping me.
Yeah, like, he heard her singing, and he's like, I'm used to this. But the bear. Oh my God. I'm gonna find it.
Yeah.
It's pure fucking gold.
I have to see. So
he's so disappointed.
So let's talk about... I have a list. Let's talk about the kind of the more popular villains, right? So starting with Snow White, you have the Wicked Witch with the apple. Pinocchio is obviously the whale is the villain, or Lies, probably the whale. Don't remember Dumbo at all. Bambi, I would say the villain is the hunter that kills Bambi's mom at the beginning, and you know, in light of Mother's Day in a week, I think that deserves an honorable mention at least.
God, I found the bear.
You found the picture.
I found the whole scene. Okay, you're gonna have to come over here. You have to see this. Okay, here, let me see if I can just
turn your laptop.
I'm just gonna turn this.
Here we go.
Okay, so you're coming in right now, And
make sure the volume's down.
So of course. The volume is down. It's down. It is. Just trust me.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So painting the picture here, mm-hmm. colors of the wind. Yeah. So these butterflies are going to come off. John Smith's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where it happens. So she's like, you got to trust nature and shit's pretty cool. And then you're going to see this fucking bear. So here's mm-hmm. the bear. Yep. He shows up.
Yeah, he's on the... He's
gun.
On
the fuck, dude? He's yeah. That's it. It's just, but it's perfect. Let me watch. You missed it?
He's got a jiggly face, jiggly cheeks.
And yeah, but he's so upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to see, like, he's like, I can't believe you followed me. No, damn it.
Yeah.
One more time. We're going to stop we it feel right it. At the bear. Uh-huh. Okay, that's how you do it.
Ah, gorgeous. That is some shit bear face.
Look at him.
Huh? Yeah, he's good.
It's beautiful.
It definitely looks surprised. Glad we saw surprise bear.
I'm so disappointed. It's really good. It's even better than I thought it was in my mind, and I'm just so disappointed.
Yeah. So Captain Hook from Peter Pan.
It's me.
Is it?
The movie's about Shmi. Is it Shmi or is it Smee?
It's you.
Shmi.
You.
Is it Shmi?
Shmi.
It's not Shmi.
Shmi seats.
You look up Shmi online and you get a dude who buys cars.
Yeah, probably.
It is Smee. Smee.
Okay. So, Alice in Wonderland, the Queen of Hearts. You got,
See, I think the Cheshire Cat...
is the villain?
Oh, he's horrible. No. He instigates everything. And
he's chaotic up. Neutral.
He screws with Alice. No, he doesn't. He screws with Alice. Because she's like... He's the reason that the Queen of Hearts gets antagonized. He's the one that pushes the buttons. He's Zemo.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
Is that your pick for favorite Disney villain?
No, the bear. I'm still in with the bear.
I wouldn't call the bear a villain.
Seeing as how
the bad guy is the leader of the troop.
Yeah, but
the Spanish man.
You don't see what the bear goes through and the character development after that.
Sure. So, Maleficent from Sleeping Beauty. Cruella De Vil from 101 Dalmatians. Skipping right along. Shere Khan from Jungle Book.
That's good.
That's a top tier choice there. Robin Hood, Winnie the Pooh, Rescuers.
Robin Hood, the king. Who
Lion
his thumb?
King. Yeah.
No, not the Lion King. He's a king lion.
Yeah, that's what I said.
No, it's not what you said.
I said the Lion King.
You're fucking with me right now.
Because he's a lion.
Let's not joke. This is a serious conversation. Don't joke around.
100%.
Okay.
Tell me about the bear face.
So good. Let me load it back up. It's so good.
Little Mermaid, Ursula.
I'm going to get it tattooed on me.
Oh, that. Now that I'm in for.
You're back in?
Back in.
For the bear?
The bear tattoo.
It would be on my shoulder.
Uh-huh.
Like he would be looking.
It should be your chest. So that any time someone's looking at you shirtless, they just see the surprise bear.
So they look surprised because they didn't want to be there. The bear looks surprised, and I'm like, the bear is you know, no, we understand.
The bear is more scared of you than you are.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly.
That was you said what the words I said, but better.
Jafar from Aladdin.
Weak.
Scar from Lion Fate, Lion King, Bear Face, Lion Face.
Bear King. Lion
the,
Face.
It's a goofy movie is the fat dude.
Uh-huh.
Pete's dad? Who's Pete?
Pete. No, not
is
Pete's
it just,
dad.
Is it just Pete?
No, yeah, because he's PJ.
PJ
is the kid for Pete Jr.
Okay.
And then Pete is the older, the dad.
Okay, so Pete's the bad guy.
Yeah, but what's PJ short for? Or long for? Goofy, movie, PJ. Now, that movie...
There's a bear.
Yeah, but... the Possum Park?
Uh-huh,
is
yeah.
so good.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It makes me think of the actual movie Country Bears.
Does it?
Every time I think of Possum Park, because it feels like it was like...
Possum Park.
And then the next movie is Pocahontas, which we already talked about as the bear.
He's Peter Pete Jr.
No way.
Yeah. Which means Pete is Peter Pete.
That's good.
Is it?
That's like...
It sounds like a...
What's Link's last name?
It sounds like a diddler. Like, that's old Peter Pete. He's always showing his Peter off. Yep.
What's Link's last name? Link?
Link doesn't have a last name.
Yeah, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No, he does not.
Oh, my God.
You're thinking of Ganon's last name.
No, Ganon is Dragon... Dragon...
Dragmire.
Dragmire.
Link does not have a last name.
Link has a last name.
It's Link. No, it's not.
No, it's not. That'd be awesome.
He doesn't have a last name.
Yes, he does.
Bullshit.
Google it. Yep. Yep.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't. Yep. There is a link where he does have a last name, and that's the Minish Cap one, because his grandfather's name...
Link's full name is Link Link.
No, that was a joke.
Nope.
Yes, it was. That was a Miyamoto joke. That's a Jokimoto.
Nope.
That's classic Jokimoto.
Jokimoto. Nope. Link's last name is Link.
No, it's not.
Zelda's last name is Link.
No, it's not. Everybody's last name is Link.
Tingle Link.
Tingle Link.
Link's last name is Link.
Well, Tingle's last name is Link because Tingle took Link's name when they married.
Yep.
God, Tingle is the best thing in Zelda.
Worst?
I'm willing to say that. And non-ironically.
No.
Tingle is the best thing.
I'm just kidding. No.
It's so good.
No. I'll keep doing it.
No, it's so good. He's the best.
No.
Why do you not like Tingle?
You know, it's just something about, like, literally everything. Top to bottom.
He's so
front
good.
Front to back.
He's so good. Here's the Tingle puppy from the Tingle game.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Even he's Tingle.
Oh, yeah, no, that's god-awful.
No, it's not!
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not! You're wrong! That's
pretty bad.
I didn't realize how wrong you were until just now.
Yeah, no.
What about the Tingle lady? Have you seen the Tingle lady?
What's her name?
Linkle?
Yeah, if the female Link is Linkle, then what's the female Tingle?
It's Linkle.
Tingle,
Linkle. Linkle, Dude, the puppy is so good.
I'm totally abandoning this Disney villains thing. It's
Yeah, no, it's I know. That's because we found a much better conversation.
I don't think so.
With the Tingle. Look at Lady Tingle.
Oh my God. She's wearing a bikini.
Yeah.
It's the like, Nintendo equivalent of Slave Tingle.
But she has, like, the really masculine features.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the really strong
jaw. Does she still have the mustache?
No.
That looks like a mustache.
That would be great, though. She's covered in rupees, though.
Is
like, her bra is... Her belt is rupees and her straps are rupees.
She's got Wonder Woman gauntlets on her wrist.
The rupees of justice. Mm-hmm. And then there's the Tingle puppy again. He's so good. The art in the Tingle game. Here's the rupee god. Look at him. He's like a Gandhi, but his head is a giant rupee.
Rupee with mustache. Yeah.
Do you know much about Tingle's Rosy Rupee Land?
No.
It's the Zelda game, the actual Zelda game. We're not going to talk about fucking Doki Doki CDI Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
The Tingle's Rosy Rupee Land. It came out in the UK and Europe, and it's a full Zelda game. We play as Tingle. But everything in the game, like, so you start as just a normal guy, and the rupee god comes to you, and he's like, do you want to make a lot of money? If you, like, raise money for me and dump it in this pool, then you get to go to, like, basically heaven, like Valhalla. So you spend the whole game, you can't fight, but you spend the whole game wandering around and going into dungeons, and you hire, like, heroes to go with you. And it's, like, more of a puzzle game. It's all stylus-based on the DS.
Mm-hmm.
And you collect rupees, and then you go throw them in the pond, and then this little tower raises, and they tell you that you're happier. They're like, you've given us more money, you have more money, you're happier now. So it's just really kind of a great social commentary. Here's the gimmick of the game, though, is everybody in the game is just as greedy as you are. Like, all the way down to, like, the basic NPC. So, like, when you walk into town, if you want to talk to somebody and they have information for you, you have to buy it from them. You have to buy everything. For the store to open, you have to buy it. Now, here's the trick, is that they don't give you any costs. You don't know how much anything is. So you walk up to them, they're like, how much is this information to you? And you guess. So you come up with a number. And if you're too low, they just take your money and say you're too low. Try again.
No.
Yeah, so good.
That's awesome.
So there's you can tell through the bartering whether or not you got a really good deal or you got screwed. And then the same thing goes for your heroes. So when you choose the hero, like, every dungeon has, like, three new heroes you can choose from. Like, one of them is, like, the obvious choice, but they're going to take, like, 90% of the treasure in the dungeon. All the way down to, like, the pathetic choice. Like, one of them is this, like, scrawny-looking sad clown. Like, a full clown outfit, and he goes in the dungeons with you. And so when you kill enemies, which you do by like getting in a scuffle with them and tapping the screen really fast to murder them. When they die, rupees come out, but you have to fight your own buddy for all the money, who's like wandering around and trying to take all the money. So he's fighting for the money, and at the very end of the dungeon, you give him his cut, and you could just screw him out of his money. You could be like, thanks, sorry, sucker. But then he may not be available for you later. The game, it's gold. But everyone is horrific looking, the whole game. They all look like Tingle. They're grotesque and awful, and I love it.
See, like, at the beginning, you were fighting for Tingle, and then you talked about how awesome that game was.
Mm-hmm.
You're really getting me on Tingle's side. And then you started talking about how fucking ugly Tingle
just was. Grotesque.
Disgusting.
Just terrible.
Yeah, you didn't sway me at all. I'm not.
I didn't?
You didn't move the pendulum any closer to your side of Tingle being better.
How?
Just thinking about Tingle some more.
He's so good. Let me pitch it this way too. Mm-hmm. So when you start the game, you get to choose the name for your character.
Mm-hmm.
And
no matter what, it changes it to Tingle.
It does.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Within, like, the first, like, 2 minutes of
yes.
the
game. Yes.
And they specifically identified that you're a 35-year-old unemployed man
mm-hmm.
before you're Tingle. Mm-hmm. And you name yourself, and then you're Tingle.
Mm-hmm.
Screw you. No, you're actually Tingle.
Yep.
Perfect game. 10 out of 10. Best Zelda.
It's like South Park. You pick your name, and then they just call you New Kid the whole time.
That's true.
It's yeah. so good.
Yeah, but it's good.
So,
where do you go from that?
Yeah, that's what happens when you hit rock bottom, Sean. You can only go up.
Rock bottom. You go to space
in the Tingle game.
Yeah, you fight super boosted Uncle Grand. Oh man, I just ruined the game.
And then you said it to the microphone.
I ruined the game for... No, I didn't say the rest. I trailed off.
We can all imply what happened.
Well, so we'll just cover over what I said with like a Quilomba. And then edit it in post. Hey, Ricky, edit it in post.
Thanks, Ricky. This you're the bomb. We loved you in Living La Vida Loca.
It's just a shame. Ricky Martin is the editor.
He's our editor.
He doesn't even exist. Well, I mean, no, Ricky Martin does, yeah, right. But then our editor doesn't.
Well, no, it is Ricky Martin.
We'll send it to him. We'll pitch it to him.
Uh-huh.
Like we mentioned you.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's better to ask for forgiveness.
Than permission. That's right. Absolutely.
So we'll just be like, we've already... Look, you don't want us to look like assholes.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Make us look like assholes.
That's right.
It definitely wouldn't fall back on you, Ricky. People wouldn't be like, wow, Ricky, you didn't even edit these guys' podcasts like you said you were going to.
Yeah.
Because for the record, he told us prior to recording he was going to edit our show.
Well, sure, yeah. He was at my house. I was cooking him dinner.
Yep.
And he was like, Sean, man, I got you.
Yep.
I'm Ricky Martin.
I want to be a part of this. What can I do to help? And it was really easy to just be like, all we need you to do is cut it and make us sound good, sound funny, sound intelligent. So if we come across as none of those things... Blame Ricky.
Well, and I told him, too. I said, there's a good chance that I may spoil the end of the Tingle's Rosie Rupee Land.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, popular late 90s, early aughts singer-songwriter Ricky Martin, will you please edit our podcast? He said, positively, absolutely, indubitably, I will do that. And I will make sure that you do not ruin Rosie Rupee Land for anyone else. It's really hard for me to concentrate. All I'm doing is looking at pictures of Tingle.
Isn't it weird that... Like, that Ricky Martin always repeats words like absolutely, indubitably, for sure, can do, no problemo. He says no problemo because he's Hispanic. Like, he really hammers home something and he just repeats himself.
Well, yeah, and it's very positive. It's uplifting when it's a yes, but when it's a no,
yep.
it really outweighs its...
He just keeps saying no.
It's brutal.
Because he speaks Spanish, as I... mentioned 10 seconds ago tops.
Espanol.
He says no in Spanish, which is
non.
No.
No.
And then he says it in English, which is
no.
No.
Yeah. He goes no, no.
No.
No, no. No, no,
no. Yeah, just repetition of no.
No, no, no.
Oh, man. Are you still looking at Tingle?
Yeah, I think he has rosacea. I think that's why his nose is so red.
What is rosacea?
Rosacea is adult acne.
Oh.
You know when you get the real red nose, you see people with real red noses. Like my dad has rosacea, but mm-hmm. it can get real bad. Like they'll get real bulbous noses. They have rosacea, and okay. it's the acne strain or something like that, and it's adult acne. It's great, but he has it, so that's something. They're putting Tingle costume in Breath of the Wild. It's mm-hmm. DLC.
Right. I saw that.
That's exclusive. That once I get that, mm-hmm. that's canon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Tingle. I'll make a whole new game. And just be Tingle, and I won't fight anybody. I'll just collect rupees.
It's not a bad call.
It'd be fun.
Yeah.
To make the game into like a mm-hmm. yeah
into Tingle's rupee hunt.
Learn where like all of the most expensive things to find are, and mm-hmm. then like sell them, and
mm-hmm.
that'll be. I'll get minutes of fun out of that.
Yeah, it's the equivalent of playing Pokemon. What's it called when you Nuzlocke challenge where
God,
you
it's so good.
Play the game and you Nuzlocke's release Pokemon good. You lose and
yeah that's... well and you have to catch the first Pokemon you find and every release grass your area starter. Yeah you release your starter catch your first Pokemon you find in every grass area like every route or something
mm-hmm.
and then that's what you have to use yeah it's pretty good
and then if a Pokemon faints you release it
mm-hmm.
and can never use it again yeah.
I got really into for a while. Speaking of those interesting runs, all the weird Fallout runs that people would do,
mm-hmm.
really interesting rules or requirements they would put on themselves, and those were good. I always had one. Where did you play New Vegas?
Mm-mm.
So there's these bottle caps. Bottle caps are the currency, but there's special bottle caps, sort of like the Tootsie Pop wrappers that have the star on them.
Sure.
But they have a star on them, and they're for a different drink, the Sunset Sarsaparilla. And you could go to the plant where it's made, and there's like an animatronic guy, and he'll tell you the history of Sunset Sarsaparilla. And he tells you, if you collect so many of these stars, you get this fabulous prize.
And tell me it's a golden turd.
Oh, it's terrible. It's like a sheriff badge. But the funny thing is, through the whole game, is that there's like people like killing each other over these gold stars,
mm-hmm.
these special starred. So I played where, like, compulsively, if there was one in the room, somebody had one, I would do everything it took right then and there, regardless of my quest line,
mm-hmm.
murder everyone in the room to ensure that I got it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. With no subtlety. Mm-hmm. If I saw one sitting on the table, just steal it, deal with the consequences.
Hmm.
It was really fun. It was
That's awesome.
So.
I haven't done any fun stuff.
You never done, like, a fun run in a game? Dude, I used to Fallout 3 in New Vegas, I played to death like that. Like, they give you the rocket launcher. No, the rocket launcher. What is it? The junk gun? The gun that you could put random objects in and fire out. And I did a run where you could only fire lawn gnomes out of it, which is great because it does the bullet time thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's I would wear a robe and a powdered wig. And nice. It would just come busting in, and this garden gnome would come out and blow people up.
Nice.
That's good. Tingle, though. He's right here. He's all over.
Well, that's because you looked him up.
I know, I did.
And you just keep looking at pictures of him.
Yeah, I did. I wish there was more pictures of him. Yeah. Oh, there they are.
Did you type more pictures of Tingle?
Yeah, well, mostly, yeah. I just adjusted for Tingle. You know he has brothers.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, oh, absolutely he does. You didn't know about Tingle's brothers?
No.
Every one of his brothers has an island in Breath of the Wild.
Is that real?
Uh-huh, yeah. Right, you know where the Tingle Island is?
Uh-huh.
They're all connected islands,
mm-hmm.
and they're all of his brothers. It's his brothers are Tingle, Ankle, Knuckle, and David Jr.
Did you name them?
No.
Are you sure?
It's fucking real. It's David Jr.
Because it sounds like if you got to name some...
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of thing you would do to name
them. I would make them like all...
Like, the naming scheme and then David Jr.
David Jr.
Yeah.
However, what's interesting is the ghost ship. Did you beat Wind Waker?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to find all the Triforce charts, and there's this ghost ship.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal. And the ghost ship was the ship of Tingle Sr. Or David Sr.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
But he's dead.
Well, that's... Now, I don't know how canon this is. I don't know a whole lot about the David mythos, but... you can actually see a lot of them in Wind Waker if you use the Tingle Tuner.
Mm-hmm.
So you could connect your Game Boy Advance up, and then you could... you would have one of the Tingle Bros would be in the game, and there were these statues that were invisible in Wind Waker. You could only see them if you had the Game Boy Advance thing, and you could collect all the statues, and you'd get to meet all of Tingle's weird, fucked up brothers.
Hmm. Are they all as ugly as him?
They are identical looking. They just have different colors.
So it's like a Yoshi thing.
Yeah, yeah. Ankle is pink, and Knuckle is like a blue-purple, and then David Jr.'s white.
Hmm.
So.
This is probably the most dumb, canonical story of a character I've ever heard.
Well, let me keep going. So, yeah, the... So in Breath of the Wild, they have Tingle Island and Ankle Island, Knuckle Island, but it's Davdi Island. Because, you know, like, the legend of David is sort of probably fallen off
a little bit. Hmm.
So, also, they had all of the costumes for all the different Tingles and Hyrule Warriors.
Oh.
Because Tingle is playable.
More Tingle.
What else do I know about Tingle?
Well, Tingle had balloons on his waist, and you could shoot the balloons and make him fall into the water on the Wind Waker level of...
No.
What level was it?
That was on Majora's Mask.
The Majora's Mask level in Smash Bros.?
Absolutely.
With the turtle?
Yeah, that's Majora's Mask.
Is it?
Yes.
Whatever. Oh, you know what? I did know that, because it has the... As the
it's where the Zora, it's the observatory. You're on the observatory.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, dude, you need to get on my Tingle level.
Yeah, I'm just... Even you saying that, like, sent a shiver down my spine of, like, disgustingness.
I don't understand
like,
why.
There's levels of Tingle, and I'm not even on the radar of Tingle, and...
Like, look at him. I mean, that's the artist, that's Anuma's depiction of Tingle.
Yeah, and I'm looking at Tingle now. Still disgusting. I like that he wears Superman tights.
What I find the most impressive...
He's got red underwear on the outside of his green spandex.
Look how defined those calves are.
Absolutely fantastic calves. Those are some pretty fucking sexy calves.
They're good calves.
It's unfortunate that the rest of him looks the way it does, because if you went from, like, bottom of the foot up, you would have, like, slowly raising eyebrows of interest, right? But then as soon as you hit the knee... You realize that it's just disgusting.
It's downhill. You know, he actually really, from the calves up,
mm-hmm.
like above the calves,
mm-hmm.
he just looks like me.
Oh, yeah. Now I know why it bugs me so much that we're still talking about Tingle.
It looks like me. I've brought this into being about myself.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What else? I may be spent. His calves are not as defined in Wind Waker. I will admit to that.
Yeah, every time I picture Tingle, I think of tiny little legs.
Beady little things.
Just absolutely.
But in Hyrule Warriors, where they are getting a lot of cardio,
mm-hmm.
he has beefed it up.
What'd you discover?
There was a Tingle game called Color-Changing Tingle's Love Balloon Trip.
Mm. Disgusting.
The first sentence is great, though. Color... Changing Tingle's Love Balloon Trip features Tingle and women.
No. Someone call the police.
It's so good. It's based on Wizard of Oz. And he is joined by three characters that are the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Lion. They're all really great looking. Why are you not as interested in Tingle as I am?
Dude, I guess I just missed the Tingle boat of piquing my interest, because I am the opposite of Tingle interested.
your Tingle senses aren't tingling.
No.
All right, smart guy. You choose the next thing about nothing to talk about.
How about Tingle?
Perfect. So, one of the other interesting things about Tingle... is that I have... Oh, God, what? No, Four Swords Adventures.
Uh-huh.
Did you play Four Swords Adventures? Because Tingle's is in that.
No.
And he doesn't collect rupees, or he collects Force Gems.
So he's canon in the Star Wars universe?
Well, yeah. Well, they collect midichlorians. So the game is quasi-competitive, and when all the gems mm-hmm. come out that you can collect, if you let sit there, then Tingle will come out and try to get all the gems. But what you do... is that you wait until the Tingle comes out, and then you collect all the gems up, and then he does the bear face, I just put it together. He does the bear face, and he's shocked, and then he slumps over, and he floats off the screen. And no one cares.
So you like Tingle because of bear face.
I might have. You like
Bear because of bear face.
Mm-hmm.
Starting to see a pattern here.
Yeah, well, the bear face... You know, I've showed people that bear face
mm-hmm.
all through my life, and I get the same reaction. I just... you know what? Inner me, you're right. It is everyone else. It's not me.
Absolutely not.
No. It's
absolutely... Why would it be you?
Right, thank you. Yeah, it's not me.
It's not you.
It's everyone else.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I have stumbled onto gold.
Mm-hmm.
I want to meet the guy who drew the bear face.
I want to make the bear face our logo.
It's brilliant.
It's so good.
It's brilliant.
What if we did like... Okay, so follow me here. I got an idea. Got a dumb, stupid idea we'll never do. So like the Looney Tunes, you know, the like the... It's almost like a Target.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then the, you know, Bugs Bunny goes in. Bugs Bunny goes in and he's like, hey, what's up, Doc, or whatever, yeah. Right? So we have that similar to it, or like the MGM lion, except it's just bear face and it's totally silent.
I have a terrible problem, though. I'm sure that they've copyrighted the bear. He's probably a Disney princess. So there's really no chance. You're cruising for bruising. A Disney bruising.
Right, yeah.
And they're brutal. I mean, the only thing I think they've ever let through is, at this point, is Thumb Wars. The thumb-based...
Parody.
We should talk about those.
Thumb Wars? Sure. There's Thumbtanic, Thumb Wars, and Thumb Man, which is Batman.
I did think they...
Bat Thumb. It's Bat Thumb.
Oh, is it?
I believe so.
Do you think if I can find it if I type in Thumb Movies? Yep.
Yeah, did you find them?
Yeah, I got them.
Yep, Bat Thumb is what it is. Bat Thumb is a remake of 89 Tim Burton Batman.
Holy shit, they were made by Bob Odenkirk's brother.
Is that real?
It's fucking real. Steve Odenkirk. It sounds fake. He's like a Baldwin.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Here we go. Here are the movies. We've got Thumb Wars, The Phantom Cuticle.
Okay.
God Thumb. Bat Thumb. Here's one you missed. I knew about Frankenthumb. A lot of people miss that one. The Blair Thumb. Down for that one. And then Thumbtanic.
Mm.
Now, there are Thumb movies that are awaiting release.
That can't be real.
No, there is. This one's really tough to say. Thumbatrix. For The Matrix?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sounds good when you say it Matrix. Like that. Thumbatrix. Everyone's been saying the name of this hidden Thumb movie. It was set to release in 2003, but never was, and a trailer is available on the official Thumbs website.
The God Thumb? Is Godfather? Oh, man, this is so bad.
Due to the renewed...
No.
The renewed popularity of the Thumbs! Exclamation point. On Cartoon Network, O Entertainment may eventually release these filmettes.
No!
Oh, dude, check this shit out. No, check this shit out. You're about to lose your damn mind, son. Okay, there was an exclusive Thumb short called The Thumbersons, which is not based on anything. It's its own canon. It is exclusive to the Thumb Wars Thumbtanic double feature on the PSP.
No fucking way. They jumped on Universal Media Discs. The future of physical media.
That's right. And it's confirmed because there was a box set called All Thumbs, and it has every one of them except for the Thumbersons, which was omitted. And so the only way to have a complete series is to have the UMD.
Wow.
So.
Tomorrow at work, I'm going to try to find that. I'm going to see how much it is, and I'm going to buy it with your card.
Now let's talk about where Mr. Odenkirk has wanted to take
Steve
it.
Steve Odenkirk. Uh-huh.
He's been interested in making Super Thumb, Spider Thumb. This one's a bit of a stretch. Jaws Thumb. Just Thumb.
Yeah, it's just the word Jaws and then the word Thumb.
Now here's one. I don't get this one. Viva Thumb Vegas, based on Viva Las Vegas. But isn't that just a song? Is that a movie?
Is it an Elvis
Holy
movie?
Shit, it's the old Elvis Presley movie.
Uh-huh.
Why would he... Okay.
Go for it.
Thumbbusters.
Mm-hmm.
And Cat Thumb and Thumb America.
What is Team America?
No, Captain America. I said it so.
Okay. Well, unfortunately for all of us. Oh God, he made Kung Pao.
Did he? Steve Odenkirk? Yeah.
Bruce Almighty?
Uh-huh. This makes sense.
God. I get Kung Pao. Kung Pao is the natural evolution of the Thumbs movies.
God. I love that. Are you on his wiki? Because
I'm on his Google page.
I absolutely love the fact that in his blurb, they always start with like the taste of all of the things that he's done.
Mm-hmm.
And the Thumb movies actually take precedence over Kung Pao.
Yeah.
Like, everyone knows the Thumb movies.
He was, yeah. Oh, man. How horrible.
So I feel the need to correct myself. I don't know that he's actually related to Bob Odenkirk. It's just such a weird name that I figure it's got to be true. You know what? It is true.
He calls himself Steve-O.
Yeah, and that's interesting, too, because no one has ever done that. Oh, and O Entertainment is his.
Is it O like Odenkirk Entertainment?
Yeah, well, it's... Yeah. Which is owned by Universal. He co-wrote Nutty Professor.
They're not related.
Nothing to Lose. Did you check that out?
Confirmed. Last names are spelled different.
O-E-D-E-K-N-O-D-E-N. He wrote Patch Adams.
Okay.
He wrote a screenplay for Ripley's Believe It or Not.
How do you do it? Okay.
It's a movie.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And yeah. He was also, as of late, working on penning a film adaptation of Stretch Armstrong, the popular stretch doll.
Okay.
But when he says, quote unquote, the film is left in development hell.
Yeah.
With an animated series currently in the works.
So, I'm probably gonna get some fan mail from this.
He wrote Cowboys and Aliens.
Yeah, that movie was pretty shit.
Please go on.
I'm probably gonna get some hate for this.
We get a lot of that.
Gotta say, on the record, right now, on the cast, as we call it, Steve Odenkirk is the tingle of people.
God.
He's fucking garbage.
No, he's not.
Human waste.
He wrote the Jimmy Neutron movie.
If Jar Jar Binks were a writer-director, he would be Steve Odenkirk.
He wrote the TV show. He wrote Ace Ventura 2.
Uh-huh.
Bruce Almighty and Evan Almighty. The Almighty... What's Planet Sheen? Oh, Planet Sheen was another... he's the Jimmy Neutron guy. He acted in a movie called Casual Sex. And the question mark is there. It's important. God, where do I end? I mean, it just
right
keeps going. Santa versus the Snowman 3D. He wrote and acted in it. You know, that's the thing about this guy. Is he is really the tour de force. Director, producer, writer, actor. Mm. What do they call that? What do they call it when you win every award? The Grammy, the Emmy, the Oscar? Have you heard this?
Yeah, they call it a Steve Odenkirk. Yeah, they do. They do now. No, I don't. What is it called? Running the Bases. Triple Lockdown.
Is it an EGOT? It's an EGOT. And it's an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony.
Oh, so it's just an acronym for the four names.
Well, yeah, but they call it an EGOT. It has like a...
No.
Yeah, it does.
It's just an acronym for the four names.
Damn it. No, it does. And so he's probably going to make it. Let's talk about the EGOTs. Who's won an EGOT in ever? Like, this is, again, this is Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony.
Now, Tony is the fucking difficult one.
Tony's tough. Do you know how you get a Tony?
Tony is a Broadway musical.
Theater, yeah.
Yeah. So it's based on... It has to be a production on Broadway, as far as I know. You can't be, like, a touring show out of L.A. and be nominated for a Tony. I may be wrong on that, but I want to say that that's the case. So with that being said, there's not going to be a lot.
There's not. As a matter of fact, there are 18 people.
So I would
history.
I would like to say that I will not be able to name any.
You name one of them, and I will take my shirt off.
So right now, I want to say.
I bet you can't name one.
No, this isn't same year. This is ever.
Oh, God, yeah, ever. No, there's so, very few of them.
Funny story, Matt Stone, Trey Parker.
They know they're not there.
They're not there because they don't have a Grammy.
Yeah.
But they have an Oscar, an Emmy, and a Tony.
Yeah.
They are one radio song away from being an EGOT.
It's a shame the Tony, they didn't win the Tony for, was it a Tony they're missing?
No, they're missing. They're missing the Grammy. They don't they have a song.
They should have got it for the soundtrack.
Absolutely, I totally
agree. They could have EGOTed.
Yep. They got a Tony for the Mormon, Book of Mormon.
So we'll start with some people that you're going to be like.
Okay, real quick. Can I say how many decades? How many are in the decades?
I wouldn't even know.
Okay, go ahead. Go for it.
Okay, so we'll start with an obvious one.
Uh-huh.
Mel Brooks.
Okay, absolutely.
Right?
He should have got that.
Makes sense that he was probably the only one I think you would have gotten.
Yeah.
Audrey Hepburn.
Okay.
I know, and I'm really going down the people I know.
Right.
Because there's most of these, no clue.
Right.
No clue.
Well, and I would venture to guess that most of them are going to be composers or writers or something. So they're getting an award for behind the stage. Not necessarily.
Well, here's a great example of that, Quincy Jones.
Absolutely. And, yep, that's a fantastic
point. Now, what's interesting here, too, before I continue on, is this is actually separates, this list I'm looking at separates it between competitive and non-competitive awards, meaning that they would have won the award without a contest. So, like, they didn't have anybody else in the running for at least one of those awards.
See, I would take that as... like they want an Oscar, like a lifetime achievement Oscar.
Yeah, or maybe
not like a best actress.
Mm-hmm, Oscar. Like best country techno album of the year. And like no one was there.
Flobots it up.
Cowboy Troy.
Cowboy Troy.
Okay.
What up, Cowboy Troy?
Back on. James Earl Jones.
Yep.
He's on it. I find that interesting. Barbara Streisand, Liza Minnelli, mm-hmm. and everyone's favorite, Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi
has won. Now, holy shit.
What?
There's a PGOT. They won a Pulitzer Prize also.
No way. P-E-G-O-T? Yeah.
The PGOT. There are two guys.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know either of them.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
I don't fucking know. What did this guy do? Oh! Okay, so Richard Rodgers, who you would probably know from Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Right.
Yeah. So he did it.
Okay.
He kicked ass. The other one is... let's see if I know this guy.
And Hammerstein is missing an Emmy, but has the rest of PGOT. So he's got a PGOT. He's just missing that E.
What a fucking joke.
Dude's infinitely more like well whatever than us.
Bullshit. People are gonna look that bear thing up.
Yeah.
They're gonna call
it's gonna
it,
put you on the map.
Yeah, the Sean Bear. And I'm gonna get a PGOT for it.
I doubt it.
Sure. Dude. The other dude, Marvin Hamlisch,
mm-hmm.
had two EGOT winners sing the memorial service of his death.
Wow.
At the same time.
Together? Duet?
Double EGOTs.
Oh, man.
They got...
It's like a D-GOT.
That's because he died.
Yeah, the D is for death, yeah. Not only did he die, but he also got an Emmy. But he got a P-GOT, so he's got the Pulitzer,
too. The D-GOT of the P-GOT from the EGOT.
Yep, absolutely.
Which is what they call that.
So I find it almost more interesting... That there's movies or franchises that have EGOTs.
Check this shit out. I'm bringing it back.
Uh-huh, bring it back.
The last thing that Marvin Hamlisch did was the theatrical conversion of The Nutty Professor, which Steve Odenkirk did.
No. How do we top that?
Just, I don't know. You bring that back around.
Do we end there?
We brought it back around.
Do we end there?
That's God.
The only thing I have to say is Sweeney Todd is an EGOT winner, and Sweeney Todd gave birth to Hamlish, who invented Tingle.
Invented Tingle.
Yeah.
The best legendary character.
Worst character ever.
Legendary?
I would...
He floats around in other people's decks.
Yeah. Oh, that's not bad. Yeah. I would like the idea of him stealing a card.
Well, yeah, if you draw him, then you have to shuffle your deck and discard two cards because he takes them.
See, I would say that if you draw him, you lose that hand and you redraw hand.
Oh, you don't, but I
just discard the other four cards, five cards.
What if he takes the cards and puts them in other people's decks? Like, they're just stuck with the cards now.
You have to buy them from him.
Second store.
He populates his second store.
Your own cards back to you.
Yep. And you can't purchase from the regular store until you purchase from him.
It's beautiful. You know, he throws confetti when he does magic.
That the game comes boxed with confetti.
I'm going to start doing that. What if I throw confetti at people? But I don't have confetti, I just have sand.
That's better than the rocks that I have.
You throw rocks, I throw sand.
Yeah, that's polite, is what I would call your thing.
Well, that's inconvenient.
No,
it's coarse and it gets everywhere.
It is the worst. I hate sand. So it looks like every PGOT movie is a Disney movie, except Sweeney Todd. This is dumb.
Are you upset with the PGOTs?
I'm just kidding. Only two of them are Disney movies.
You just read two of them and think you're... Oh, no.
Like, there's Sound of Music, Aladdin, Lion King, Wizard of Oz... and Sweeney Todd are the five.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. None of them are good. Especially that Lion King one.
No, what did we call it? Lion Face?
Lion Face. Okay.
All right.
Is there anything else you want to talk about?
I feel like we've pretty much covered every topic that's imaginable. This is probably the first and last episode of this because there's nothing else to talk about. Screech! We could talk about Screech.
So, most underrated actor of our generation, Dusty Diamond.
Well, I just think that he's great as Screech, better as a porn star.
See, I think he's best in Celebrity Rehab. VH1's hit reality show,
The Tell All,
Celebrity Rehab, which he was on an episode of, or he was on the season with one of the Baldwin brothers.
Oh man,
the most unsuccessful fat one,
Billy Baldwin.
The unsuccessful
is
fat
it Billy
one.
Baldwin?
I don't know. I gotta look up the Baldwins now. See which one it is.
See, what I liked about Dustin Diamond was in the porn that he did.
Mm-hmm.
Was that he calls the girl dude the whole time. He's like, hey,
no
dude.
No way.
He's like, dude. Oh, hey,
no
dude.
No way. I'm in.
Dude, I'm gonna put my penis in you, dude. So
Daniel
good.
Baldwin.
Danny Baldwin.
Daniel Baldwin. And Daniel Baldwin is, like, cheating on his wife and calling people. Like, calling other women on his cell phone and it's all on video or whatever. It was awesome.
Danny Baldwin looks like how I would draw Alec Baldwin with my non-dominant hand. Like, I would have a reference, and I would try real hard.
You get almost close. There's similarities. You can tell you're related.
He's so fucking close, but he's just been hit with way too many fucking phone books, man. It's really bad.
The non-dominant Alec Baldwin.
Two sides of the same coin. Oh my god.
He's no Stephen Baldwin, that's for sure.
I can't. Oh my god, is this a picture from when he was a kid?
He looks like he would be the third member of Diantwerp.
He looks like the nihilists in Big Lebowski.
Yeah. God, how terrible is that? He bleached his eyebrows.
The shade he's wearing. Oh okay. My god. It's like you bought a whole bunch of cheap chains and glued them all together.
Dude, I just found my favorite pastime.
It's drawing actors with their wrong hands?
No. It's looking at Google image pictures of the Baldwin brothers. Because I'm looking at Stephen Baldwin. And when you look at Stephen Baldwin's pictures, like, there's a big one, and then just right below it to the right is super double triple chin Stephen Baldwin, and it's so good. Oh my god, man. Oh. The Baldwin brothers, how do they get so popular?
Oh man, Billy Baldwin looks like a fucked up Joey Fatone.
Well, well, at least he can say he passed on Biodome.
Oh shit, there's an Adam Baldwin?
Who's at, oh no, I knew that. That's I don't think he's related though.
But he's under the list of oh wait, no, he's just people also viewed him.
Yeah.
Everybody else got confused.
Adam
too.
Adam Baldwin is from Firefly. He's, I think, Cobb in Firefly.
Is he?
And he's in the TV show Chuck. Yeah, he's not a Baldwin brother. He's the best Baldwin, even though he's not one of the family.
Danny Baldwin is so good looking.
It makes me really happy that in South Park Bigger, Longer, and Uncut, they kill the Baldwins. Bomb the entire Baldwin family. And they're all sitting around the pool talking on the phone. And do you know what sucks about being a Baldwin? What's that? Nothing! And then they explode. It's so good.
I remember that. Dude. I'm done. I'm spent.
Yeah. Oh. I laughed too hard at that.
Oh my god.
Okay. Well.
Make sure to like, comment, subscribe with your favorite Baldwin brother and your favorite Tingle brother.
If you are not...
There's four Baldwins and there's four Tingles!
Oh! Next episode, we're gonna talk about our fantasy casting for who the Baldwin that fits the Tingle best is. Who's going to play the green Tingle, the Tingle we all know and love? Like, comment, subscribe down below with your favorite pictures of the Baldwins photoshopped in Tingle costumes.
Oh my god!
We'll get Tina Fey to play the female Tingle.
The female Tingle.
We'll call her Tingle Fey. It'll be perfect.
Sounds like a shitty Pokemon. It's fucking Tingle Fey. All right, homies. We'll catch you next time.